is Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era. I'm talking with Miroslava Valova, who is coordinator for the exhibition of Slovakian illustration, and Slovakia is the guest of honor at the Bologna Book Fair for 2010. Miroslava, I wanted to compliment you on the exhibition. It's very beautiful. Can you tell me about the preparation for coming to the fair this year? It takes a long time to do this.
Príprava na tento rok, keď Slovensko je čestným hosťom v Boloni na veľtrhu detskej knihy, trvala také intenzívne 2 roky, ale aj predtým sme už boli v poradí, tak povediať, sme čakali na túto príležitosť, boli sme dohodnutí s veľtrhom, čiže veľa vecí sme, keď to tak zgeneralizujeme, môžeme povedať, robili niekoľko rokov vopred.
The intensive preparations for this event has taken 2 years, but as we were in waiting list few years before, so we can say that the whole preparation took several years.
And when I was looking at the different art that was there, it was interesting because I was surprised to see things like Tom Sawyer and The Wizard of Oz, books that we in the United States see a lot, but I didn't know that that would be the choices that you would bring, but they're very beautiful, the illustrations that you did bring from them.
Slovensko má dlhú tradíciu a vo vytváraní knihy ako artefaktu má obrovskú tradíciu a úspechy medzinárodné na poli detskej ilustrácie aj vďaka tomu, že na Slovensku vzniklo bienále ilustrácií Bratislava, ktoré každý druhý rok privádza do Bratislavy, do hlavného mesta Slovenska množstvo ilustrátorov, tých najlepších z celého sveta. Takže
Slovakia has a long tradition in children's illustration. Our illustrators understand a children's book as an artifact, and this long tradition helps also the establishment of Biennial of Illustrations Bratislava, which lasts over 40 years and which brings to Bratislava many well-known and creative artists, illustrators.
Yes, I know that as many in the United States know, Biennial is very important in the world of children's illustration.
Can I join to something about the preparation? Chceli sme, aby prípravy na túto udalosť sa netýkali iba samotného veľtrhu, to znamená tohto intenzívneho týždňa, ktorý práve prežívame, ale chceli sme, aby tento veľtrh bol iba zámienkou pre také širšie rozvírenie kultúrnej hladiny aj doma, aj potom tu v Bologne, v Taliansku, aby sme jednak s cieľom prísť do Bolone, predstaviť to najlepšie, čo máme doma, sa začali zaoberať intenzívnejšie detskou knihou, ale nie len vôbec, aby sme si začali klásť otázky o slovenskej kultúre v konfrontácii so svetom. Čo sa nám aj podarilo, vznikli rozličné súťaže, napríklad výstava hračiek, ktorú máme v Palazzo da Curzio, sa pripravovala 2 roky, vyšla zo súbehu, zo súťaže rozličných slovenských umeleckých škôl. A potom zase na druhej strane sme chceli, aby udalosti, ktoré podujatia, ktoré tu sa odohrajú, kultúrne veci, ktoré tu predstavíme, zanechali stopy a aby vznikli také bilaterálne vzťahy do budúcnosti. Aby to nebol len taký kameň hodený do vody, ale aby to prinieslo ovocie aj dopredu, do ďalších časov.
I would like to add to the preparations of this event in Bologna that our aim was not to focus only on the exhibition itself, which lasts a week, but we wanted to create a broader dialogue between artists. We prepared more events which should introduce Slovakia in a broader cultural sense. We prepared, for instance, exhibition of children toys, which was our artists worked on, has been working on it for 2 years. And we also would like to start a dialogue to promote our literature in Italy with Italian publishers, and also start a dialogue between artists.
And I had seen, I think, theater and puppetry, things like that were part of the things that were going on in Bologna.
Áno, snažili sme sa tak trošku zastúpiť všetky druhy umenia, a aj keď teda nie všetky, ale mnohé. To znamená, že sme priviezli divadlo pre dospelých, pre deti, hudbu pre užší okruh, pre užšiu cieľovú skupinu, potom samozrejme balet, ktorý hovoril o našej národnej histórii, výstavy, stretnutia s autormi, s ilustrátormi, a rozdelili sme si ten program tak, že začali sme vlastne v januári, potom sa to zhustilo na tento týždeň a potom to bude pokračovať až do leta.
Yes, we tried to introduce all kinds of arts, of Slovak art, to Italy, to Bologna, not only illustrators and book authors, but also theater for general public and for children, music, jazz concerts, and chamber orchestra, theater ballet performance. And these performances, these cultural events started in January already, and now this week there are many of them. It's very intensive, and the whole performances will continue till October of this year.
And I have two more questions. One, are there authors or illustrators that are particularly well known internationally and maybe even that we would know in the United States?
Tak to naozaj. Nám sa zdá, že by sme ich mali mať, že sú takí vynikajúci, že určite by ich mal celý svet poznať a v ničom nezaostávajú za svetom. Ale v skutočnosti je veľmi málo tých, ktorých svet pozná. Pokiaľ ide o ilustrátorov, máme Dušana Kálaja, ktorého naozaj pozná celý svet, ale je tu aj veľa jeho žiakov alebo aj veľa jeho rovesníkov, tým sa nedarí tak preniknúť. Je to taký začarovaný kruh, že sme napríklad, našim hlavným cieľom je, aby vychádzali slovenskí autori, slovenské knihy v Taliansku a v iných krajinách, ale nevychádzajú. Prečo? Nevychádzajú, lebo sme neznámi, nepoznaní, a pokračujeme v byti nepoznaný, lebo sme nevydávaní. Takže asi tak.
It seems to us that we have a great artists, writers and illustrators. They are just not known in the world. There are a few examples like Dušan Kálaj, a well-known illustrator, who made it in international book publishing or in international world of art, who is very well recognized and very well received all over the Europe. But there are many of his colleagues, his students, who are not so lucky, who are not so privileged, and we would like to help them very much to be recognized and their work to be appreciated all over the world. But in a sense, it is like a vicious circle, because our books from small languages are not translated very often, not translated very much. So our writers and illustrators are not known in the wilder world. And because they are not known, so they are not sought after, looked after. And that's the circle we try to break and make get recognition for our authors and writers also through events like this.
Yeah, I was going to say that having this kind of a showcase for it makes the difference for everyone to focus on a particular country. Now, if people want to go on the internet to look for information, is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, of course. Samozrejme. Máme organizácia, ktorá je garantom tohto čestného hosťovania, je Literárne informačné centrum, ktorého úlohou je starať sa o slovenskú literatúru, šíriť ju v zahraničí, ale starať sa o ňu aj doma. A samozrejme, Literárne informačné centrum má svoju stránku, ktorá prináša všetky informácie nielen o slovenskej literatúre všeobecne, ale aj o tejto konkrétnej udalosti. Potom samozrejme na stránke Veľtrhu bolonského je tiež celá časť venovaná Slovensku.
Yes, of course. There's a organization in Slovakia, which is the main organizer of this event. It is the Center for Information on Literature, which supports and promotes Slovak literature not only at home but mainly abroad. And it has its own website where all the information can be found, mainly in Slovak language, but also some in English language and German language. And then also Bologna Book Fair website has a special section on Slovak exhibition and Slovak presence as a guest of honor.
And do you have the website address that we could have? I have it, which is www.litcentrum.sk. Yes. Well, thank you very much, Miroslava. Thank you for translating, for talking with me.
Ďakujeme mi predovšetkým vám za pozornosť k Slovensku.
Thank you very much for your attention and for your interest in Slovakia.